Is it something I said? Okay. Are you there? I am.
Oh, okay. I'm alive, everybody. I'm alive. Are you? This is Veronica saying good evening, everyone. Here we are on Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design. Somebody put up on Facebook, I think it was by Barbara Marciniak. I maybe talked about this last week, but maybe you heard it as well, is the big job we've got these days is to radiate and hold the radiance. So instead of living in the kind of dubious waves and changes of empathy, we're the ones who are setting the tone. We're the contributors going out into the world. My name's Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love talking to you on this show. I like it better when you call in. That way I don't have to work quite that hard. But I still love talking to you. And tonight we're going to talk about energy, which we always talk about. We're going to talk a bit about Aravinda, who is our Tuesday's guest. I'm going to talk a bit about Stephen Pollett and also Donna Wetterstrand is her name, and how these people, sometimes when I don't sleep in the night, and I'm not the best sleeper in the world, I've been practicing sleep for many, many years. I'm not good at it yet. It's not like a meditation. You got to keep going. But in any case, these are ones that when I don't sleep at night, I listen to some of my interviews to hear, you know, to learn. And because some of them are so darn good, and I hear them once or twice, that's not good enough. And what I want to say is a lot of them perform the role that I wanted to do when I first started doing radio back in, back in the day, many years ago, almost 10 years ago now, I started doing radio. Oh, I've done some in smatterings before that, but I started doing it consciously because I wanted to send frequencies out into the airwaves, frequencies out into the collective, and participate with what I didn't quite understand at the time was the building shift, the shifting frequencies of the collective of mankind or the collective of our species on this planet at this time. And I know, I've told this story too. I went walking past my television many years ago when the little Buddha was playing. And I remember the movie, The Little Buddha. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. It was so darn good. But that was my first experience of going, oh, yes, the frequencies of what they're talking about radiate out over the media. And I remember many, many years ago, hundreds of years ago, when I was teaching school, I remember saying when I was watching my grade four kids, I was going, wow, TV should be, you know, a tool for teaching. It should be interactive. In those days, back in the 60s, it was not interactive at all, except by nature of the kids responding to it and amongst each other. But it wasn't interactive like what we have today. But I remember saying it should be interactive, and also it shouldn't be so depressing and so exhausting. And I mean, I sort of knew that. What did I know? I didn't know that much. I didn't have all the cognitive ways of explaining it and so on. But as the years built up some sort of awareness in me, I felt, oh my gosh, this could be a way for us to send energy out there. And very like the transcendental meditators of way back when they rounded up and did 3 months of meditation outside the White House and different places in India and so on, the rate of crime dropped, alcoholism dropped, all kinds of things happened because in the radiant, coherent fields, people reach for a higher level of themselves. Instead of, let's go back to Marciniak's thing, that instead of just living an empathetic life where I feel down so you go down and so on, that it really is masterful for us to learn to build our own fields and frequencies and radiate that out there as consciously as possible. It's a contribution to the planet. And when I go back into some of the interviews that I referred to a little bit earlier in this commentary here, I'm really delighted when I'm lying there. I'm not able to sleep, but I play certain interviews, and what happens in my body mind is a real frequency hit. So these are a frequency flyer. So these are actually tools for us to lift our fields and frequency, even when we're, because usually I drift off when these nice voices are chattering away and teaching me about how to elevate my own frequency. I'm loving it. I did that with Stephen Pollett the other night, and boy, out like a light, I went partway through his talk, and my whole body was doing this beautiful vibrational response to what he was emanating and radiating out. Anyway, back to Aravinda. Aravinda is an amazing guy. He's supposed to be enlightened. I always say supposed to be because I really don't know who is what. We talk about being awakened. We talk about being enlightened. We talk about, he talks about enlightenment, saying enlightenment is kind of a funny word. He's kind of cute the way he's cheeky, you know. He says enlightenment's sort of a funny word. What does it really mean? And when we kicked it out around in our interview, which was done in person in, I think, 2008 or something, he said, instead of enlightenment, it should be like enshinement, where we go in and we find through all of the constructions deep down, are all the constructions that we have around us in the form of our identity and who we really are and so on. Deep down inside of all of us, we're this amazing blazing light, right? So he called it the enshinement, shining up the real self. And part of, like, when Donna Wetterstrand is talking from Divine Openings, she, Lola Jones's system, and I'm sure it comes from the Oneness Blessings and so on, but in Lola's thing, it's just like, if you've got a feeling, and in Donna's way of teaching, if you have a feeling like bitterness or something, you dive into it, and you, the natural progression of the soul's journey is when you feel something, and those of you who have worked with me and my guides and angels know that this is not particularly unusual, but when you really feel something, I always tease people and say, feel jealous when you're jealous. Feel jealous. Go into it. Feel it. And let it pop up. And in Divine Openings, that popping up, it makes people freer and freer. It's not just the feeling that you go into, it's the sensation of that feeling. And you can feel it move through your body. And you might not even know when it does. But ultimately what happens is, back to Aravinda and the enshinement, you get into a place where you're shining and your true nature is shining up through you. And that in itself is a really magical thing. So I love listening to a lot of my interviews when I can't sleep, because they raise my fields and frequency. It's like having Alea, good. I will talk to Alea before we do our meditation. Welcome to the show, Alea. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. I'm perky tonight. How are you doing?
I've been in a fabulous mood for months and months and months now. It just never seems to end.
Lucky you. That's great. I have much more turbulence, fluctuations.
Now I set my mood at night. I am like, okay, I'm going to wake up in a fabulous mood tomorrow morning, and I do.
So Wow. That's wonderful.
Well, you know, when I first started, I said to myself, I'm just going to give myself the gift of a good mood, and I don't deserve a bad mood. So that's kind of stopped the bad mood.
And who does, eh?
Yeah, well, it stopped it. You know, it's like, oh, okay.
Well, thank you for that. I'm sure everybody's going to be setting, instead of setting their clocks, they're going to set their mood the night before.
Oh, yeah. And think about that. You know, do you deserve a bad mood?
No. Do your neighbors deserve it when you're in a bad mood? No.
No.
So what else is going on with you, my friend?
Well, I've been in creative fervor.
Good. Creative Fervor is good.
I thought I was writing the tarot book, and I got waylaid by a couple other projects. My websites got hacked into, so I had to fix that first. But then suddenly last Sunday, I found myself producing a children's book.
Good. Tell us about it.
It's an alphabet book, learn to read coloring book. And it's really cute. I produced it for my niece in 2012, just right at around Christmas time. So it was really copyright 2013. And I did the drawings, and I finally said, look, why don't I just make this available to people as a coloring book so that they can color in the letters, you know, learn to read by coloring in the letters and making the sounds the animals make, because it's based upon the sounds. It's called Mrs. Bunny's Tea Party.
Oh.
And she invites all these wild animals for tea. And so it's all, you know, the sounds that they make.
Oh.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. It's very different from everything else I've ever published. But
it's nice to do something because you're so creative. It's nice to do something very different, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the artwork is already done, and I'm just sort of, like, turning it out to, like, make it public. So it'll be about $10 on Amazon. So.
Oh, good. Well, so you're going to have it on Amazon. Do you have any questions? Because I'm going to move on to the meditation. Because I have a plot in mind tonight. I'm plotting.
You're plotting?
I'm plotting, yes.
So do you have any good words of plotting? Do you have any good words for me?
Well, you're looking really, you're very bright. You're very bright. Are you surfing?
No, I'm still dealing with a lot of physical stuff, but
here's what I wanted to say. Is there something about your right side shoulder neck arrangement that I'm going, that might not be very comfortable?
No, it's not. I get a lot of pain in my upper back right now. Right around my shoulders, around my neck. I think it's like a burden or something. I don't know. Yeah.
You think it's what, darling? I didn't hear that.
Possibly a burden that I'm bearing. I don't know. I often think that when it's something upper back, you know. But what do you think?
I think it's a combination of like, how about this? If it's kind of subtle in a way, if it's a resistance to a burden that you're bearing, and it's putting your to me, it's putting the alignment of your vertebrae out, and I wonder if we can straighten that a little bit, because you know what it's like, Aaliyah, that it doesn't take much, and then it sort of builds its own discomfort, right?
Any idea what that burden is?
It has to do with matters of the heart. And as soon as I look into it, the heart and the rib cage hurt. And that they don't hurt capital H. It's just a sensitivity. Let's see. And they're saying here that there's a resistance. There's some kind of dutiful things you're doing and you don't really like it. It's making me yawn. Seems like a burden. And you're resisting it, but there's a part of you needs to do it. And I would say,
I'm talking about the things that I create, probably, right?
Yeah, and I think that if you just ask yourself, and this is for everybody at home as well, if you ask yourself, for your higher self and your self, to reveal what it is, I think you'll find it just unfolds really easily for you to figure it out.
Mm.
You're a very, very gifted woman. And sometimes that in itself is a burden. Isn't that hilarious?
Well, there's such stuff trying to come through me at once that I'm like, and I get frustrated with it having to take time because it seems like all of this takes a whole lot of time and I'm really close to remembering how it felt to create instantly. And so knowing I'm still stuck in time, I feel like I'm flying amber and that there's too much trying to come out at the same time.
It's going to happen soon, isn't it?
Well, that instant manifestation, yeah, I'm right on the crux of really getting the handle on some of these things. And, you know, a lot of it's just timing, you know.
Isn't that ironic?
Well, it's ironic that I finally figured it out, that, you know, someone like me who had so much that, you know, was coming through me, that it would take a lot of time for that to finally come to a boiling point where, you know, it really gets recognized. But, right. You know, that's because there's no support for that kind of thing in the old energy. But the new energy does support it.
Oh, when yeah, you're going to quantum leap here, pretty soon.
Yeah, when that new energy gets here, of course, anyone's guess. But yeah,
well, because again, I mean, this is so ironic because again, that's about time.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Creation can't exist without time. I mean, you know, we're either in isness, which is no time, or we have to have some kind of time. So the time.
I know we can't have. We'd go crazy if we didn't have some way of corralling and organizing what appears to be illusions, but. Is physical, you know,
right?
We need the help, right. But the thing is what we're learning is to move out of the confines of time, and so there is a kind of a subtle illusory reality there, isn't there?
Well, we also learn how to create with time, so use it as a tool. In other words, use it as a tool or play with it. You know, you can play with it. You can. It's just like being an artist. You know,
you can stretch it.
Everything is either a tool or a toy. Yeah, it's not. Nothing is bad. There's no blocks. There's nothing. But you have to understand what your tools are and what your toys are.
Right.
And how you can make them everything into a tool or a toy. You know. So that's the creative spirit. You know, that's where you really start having fun. Because it's like when you start to realize that you really are that powerful, and that you're not a victim of your past thoughts or your past or your emotions or, you know, or the collective or the government or the. Well, that becomes, I've been meditating the word freedom lately and the thought of how freedom is really what we want, you know.
Well, is it just another thing for nothing left to lose?
I think freedom is when you finally,
What?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, freedom is when you finally get to understand what you really are, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was making fun from an old song.
I know. I love that song.
Yeah. But I'm going to go because I've got a little project I want us all to do, and I have several people listening for it, so I better behave myself. Somebody suggested that I will go off on tangents, which is probably true. So I'm trying to stick to the program, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I've been making you do that. But
it's all
for the
healing. Hey, good. It's all your fault. I'm always looking for somebody to blame. No, I'm not. I'm just teasing.
You can blame me.
Thank you for calling and making me chuckle tonight.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the healing.
Yeah, you're doing really well. All right. Take care. And we'll talk.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So now what I'd like you to do, we're going to do a meditation. This one is called it's the sacred geometrics, but because of conversations that I've been having with several people about situations in their lives, I've decided we were going to conduct an intervention. And so instead of doing it on the physical plane, we're going to do it in a vibrational plane, and we're going to let's create miracles. You want to help me? You want to play with me? We're going to have Coherent Miracle Hour with Veronica Entwistle and guides. Are you ready for this? So let's take a few deep breaths. I'm being partially cheeky and partially really serious because I would like us to... I had a weird thing happen. This is just an example. I said the other day, I need a little help with marketing. And about 2 hours later, I got an email from somebody I haven't heard from for a long time who said, I could really use your services. Do you need me to do some marketing for you? I mean, that was that fast. I said, thank you, God. Let's speed up everything, talking about Aaliyah's form of time. Let's speed everything up. But in any case, there are people doing interventions these days, and I think we're going to do a couple of interventions. We're going to be creating resolutions for some dissonances that are going on out there. And that's the kind of healing that we're going to do in our structures tonight. I hope you're all up for this. And one of the things that's required, I feel, one of the things that builds up the successful frequencies of such an activity is when you and I and others will join in in support. And then the intervention, all of that begins to happen with much greater clarity and much greater alacrity. Are ya ready? Okay, focus above your head. Way up there, see a beautiful golden ball. It can be way out there. Usually I say 2 miles, but let's just send it out. Send your mind out as far as you want to send it and find yourself a source of stunning energy and let that energy fall down from that great ball. Okay? And let it fall down and then in the form of a three-dimensional pyramid. And then below your spine, there's another ball, and you're going to drop an upside down three-sided pyramid. And its point is going to go right into the lower ball. That's it. And so now you have a double tetrahedron. You've got a pyramid pointing up and a pyramid pointing down, and the two of them hooch together and create a double tetrahedron. And inside of that, there is a beautiful crystal ball. And the crystal ball has a terrific, calming, feminine energy to it with many, many spectral hues sparkling all off this crystal ball. Inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, which is your light body. Yes, you're inside of it. And I want you to spin and spin and spin in the star tetrahedron or your light body. Spin and spin and spin. And as you do, some of you are going to really feel it spinning. You're going to feel as if you're spinning and spinning. And whilst you do, look at the screen in front of you. There's a magical screen in front of you. Maybe we won't do it that way. Yeah, no, we're going to do part of it this way. Okay, I'm going to split my goal a little bit. So there you are. In the first magical screen, you are becoming what it is you set out to become in this life. What is it you want to become? That's good. I want to be consciously multidimensional. And on the screen, there I am, becoming more and more consciously multidimensional. After Aaliyah's talk, it's I'm able to move time. I'm able to play with time. I can stretch it or shrink it. And I can work with many, many dimensions at a time consciously. And I see myself being able to do that. So wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Like I say, you don't have to do what I do. I'm just giving you my examples. The second screen, you're doing a project, okay? And maybe this is where we'll bring in the intervention. And I have a little list of people. Okay, are you ready? And you might have some people in your life and you want some kind of intervention. This one is intervention from between two people that are having an awful time communicating. And part of it is that, you know, when you're under pressure and things are very, very stressful, people lose their sense of mental balance, don't they? And these two people have, and in a state of grieving for each other, they're not making any sense. They can't hear each other. Isn't that awful? Have you ever been in that experience? Of course you have, right? So let's put in there anybody that you see in a state of tremendous dissension. I want you to see both the both people. It can be two men, two women, two children, one of each. It doesn't matter. It can be seven people. It doesn't matter. But there's an incredible dissension going on. And you and I know that for us to raise our fields in frequency, one of the solutions is to do a lot of forgiveness, right? As we forgive, we unhook ways of being, identities that are stuck in something that happened in the past. So forgiveness itself is just an amazing thing. So there you go. Now we have these beings that all need to celebrate forgiveness between one another. Mm-hmm. And okay, now just see it and feel it. Sometimes what happens when you're working on forgiveness is someone can't, it's almost this way. It's like someone can't hear the other person. People don't actually hear each other. Have you ever noticed that? So you can say, gosh, you know, I was disappointed because you weren't home at such and such a night. And that person will say, you're always mad at me because you wanted to go to the movies and I wasn't here at your beck and call. And you can say, well, wait, I didn't say any of that. That's not what I was saying. You see, people don't really hear each other. They hear through their own defense, the screens of our defensiveness and all of these leftover hoo-ha. So that's why we want a little bit of intervention. So here we've got this couple. There's a number of groups of people here that have issues of dissension where one section cannot hear the other. Both cases would prefer, that's making me yawn like mad, which means there's a lot of old emotions sitting in this room. That's right. It's interesting because something occurred to me. Well, I'll finish this first. Something occurred to me about empathy. All right, I'm going to get back. You remind me, okay? I'm going to get back to that because it's really, really important. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to wrap all these people in light. And we're going to call in the angels and the guides. And each one of them has at least one angel and at least one guide. And yet I'm seeing a whole throng of beings around each. And they're just kind of floating around. Their consciousness, their intelligence. So as we see people not being able to forgive each other because A, they're not hearing each other. B, it's such an old wound that it's way down there in the karma, right? And see, some people really enjoy being angry. Have you ever noticed that? Here we go. Good. All right. So what we're doing now is we're infusing between these people. There's more than one couple. I'm calling them couples, but some of them are not like marriage couples. They're just friends or they're relatives or mother and daughter, father and daughter. Father and son, siblings of all kinds. Okay, now I want you to drop the light in and around all these people. That's it. We're just going to drop the light all the way through these people. And when we're talking about forgiveness, why is it they don't want to forgive? Because they want to be righteous. You know what righteous is? I want you to be able to turn and acknowledge exactly what happened. I want you to apologize to me for what you said 5 years ago. I want you to make me feel okay. That's another one that's really big. I want you to validate who I am. People don't say it that way. It's just that that is sometimes the hidden theme and behind it. So what we want to do is absolutely flood this scene with light. Let's use a violet flame. Let's flood the scene with a violet flame and have all the beings in our courtroom here jumping and dancing and cavorting in the violet flame. So they're burning up all the leftover thoughts and feelings. Alrighty. Now we're going to shove that aside. I mean, like, I've got a huge arm out here that's just pushing away this big light ball because there's a lot of light and a lot of people, and they're working it out. We're going to bring them back in a few minutes after they've had their, we'll have our station identification, and they will have their healing time. Okay, so now we're going to do some court stuff here. Let me see, some business things. Somebody's had some trouble with the revenue company. Taxes is what we're calling it. She's not a billionaire, so she has to pay, right? So let's see how we can do some intervention. Let's hold our attention. Let's bring in the Department of Revenue. Now I want all of you to flood the Department of Revenue, everybody that you can imagine there, flood them with light. Flood the light up through the perineum. That's it. Absolutely flood them with light. Because I know we can manifest at a higher level when it comes to taxes. Yeah. Or not just taxes, but business things. Sometimes people get disorganized and then they have to bring all their business pieces together. And it's a lot of work. But, you know, you and I know that it can be done. So let's get it done and let's be doing intervention, which is seeing what I'd like to see for any of you. Put your business deals up in this Galactic Healing Center, which is then surrounded by wonderful guidance. And then we just want to see what people are doing and who can help with this and how can we send enough light in to really build people's confidence again. There we go. And this is an intervention with business and with banks and with the government. It should really be done every day for a while. That's it. Isn't that interesting, eh? Okay, now, I want to wrap that in light. Wrap it in light. And we're going to, people are saying that there are no decent jobs and they've got two $8 an hour jobs and they're freaking because they have to pay child care and they have to pay for cars. They have to pay for I can't talk very well. I wonder if I'm getting completely blasted by all of these energies. That's sort of what it feels like. Okay, I'm going to call in the light, run it through the top of my head like a bottle washer. And the light, the beautiful light, circles round and round in my head, round and round in my neck, round and round in my chest, round and round in my belly, and my legs, and my feet. All right, now. Let's just run the light up and down the body, up and down the body, up and down the body, inside the body, and the light flushes us, and the light flushes us and cleanses us, and the light fills us with light, and the violet flame comes in through the top of the head and squeegees out the brain. The violet flame moves and grooves and squeegees out the brain, moves through the neck, moves through the shoulders, all the way down to the arms, the fingertips, back right up through the yes, and the light comes back up and it circles round and round and round. Okay. And now there are people who are saying, oh my gosh, there are no jobs. Oh my gosh, you know, there's no hope and so on and so forth. Well, you know what? We were talking about this today, and the old reminder is, remember, the world, because you're radiating at a conscious level, or you're going to radiate at a higher level, you want a job? Radiate at a higher level. You want a partnership? Radiate from the heart. Don't say, I have lots of clients, some of these, I'll say, well, I sort of, your partner would be easier to find if, and if you think of yourself as a vortex of energy, right? And you can't find a partner, potential partner at a time of overpopulation, you rest assured you're not sticking your frequencies out there very far, are you? Because they are like a calling card, literally. I am calling you. So it's like a calling card like that, right? So you're sending your frequencies out. Remember what Marciniak said? You're sending your frequencies out to meet beings. And sometimes I'll be talking to somebody who's really annoyed because they haven't met anybody yet. But bottom line is they're holding their frequencies in tightly. And if I say that, the person will say, no, I'm not. So I have to say, okay, well, this is what I'm seeing. And you can be mad at me. It's okay. But it's frustrating to me because we're all so uneducated when it comes to what our fields and frequency are. So if you're looking for a job, and if you're looking for a partner, all of the above or just one of the above, you really want to clean out your body mind. Clean it and clean it. Meaning you want to do a light bottle washer, run it through the top of your head, and then squeegee it round and round inside your body, round and round inside your body, and then have it drop into the core of the earth and pop up your feet and come back out. And I want you to okay, so here's what we're going to do. So I want you to scour yourself one more time. Scour yourself one more time. It's making my energy really heavy. So obviously I'm drawing in some energy. So let's use this as a teaching tool, shall we? Let's do a couple of really intense breaths. And that breath will push out things. And see your breath be golden or golden silver. Or I was listening to somebody talking about the diamond rays. Let's see it sparkling like diamonds. Good. A little bit more. Okay, back into the job search or the partnership search. Let's go back in there and set up the space. All right, the space that you're in, and send a violet flame around to clean it, 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 clean. Violet flame moves. It's slow, but it's beautiful. Have it clean and clean and clean and clean. Let's bring in, I want to bring in somebody who, there you are, you're totally alone, you're often alone, you're really annoyed with being alone, and yet what you do is you've got kind of, because you're annoyed with being alone, you've got a little bit of a, it's a kind of a bitterness that you've got in there. It's like your chest chakra, your heart chakra, it doesn't look green, it looks like, it looks kind of dark. Like it's made of rock or something. I'm going like, whoa, you can't, you know, what you've done is you've become complacent about the fact that you're on your own and, oh dear, nothing's ever going to happen for me. So I'll just keep myself organized and then I can cope with life. And I want to say, but you're making it a fait accompli. You're making it a situation in which you can't possibly meet anyone who would automatically assume that you're up for mating because he's going to pick up a feeling of you just being closed off. So nobody's going to pay any attention to you on that level. And that's really interesting, isn't it? So I want you to go in there and ask yourself, am I blocking anything? Am I standing in the way of whether it's forgiveness or a job search? Or my own sense of humor, or my creativity. I want you to feel that right now. And when you feel it, like I said earlier, when you talk about Aravinda and the kind of people that he tracked in the Himalayas, he tracked people that are relatives of his because of a long soul journey. And what they do a lot of is they just automatically do a lot of clearing of old... the debris of old relationships. I mean, you can't live for a long, long time and stockpile. You can't be a hoarder of old past hurts and pains. You can't do that. Well, you can, but you're not going to live, right? It's just, there's not a physical condition in your life that does not, that doesn't have a an underlying emotional statement. So if you've got tummy aches, you've got shoulder aches, you've got headaches, there's always an underlying component. And it's often victimized. It's often somebody who feels like there's no hope. And so it's your job to figure out what's the emotion that you're hiding. Because I'm telling you what, is your energy has the ability to be really sparkling and really transformational. It's your job to see what's in there and pull it out. How interesting it is to be a human being, isn't it? So now, here's the deal. Whenever you're having an issue that's legal and so on, spend a little time every day sending light to whatever the paperwork is, absolutely feeling the light, and then sending your light right into the officials. Your light should be right there. He shouldn't have to hunt for it, which he's doing yesterday, because it was a busy day for you, right? You know, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to have, we're going to go back into, we've been working in the Galactic Healing Center, but I think what we're going to do is close off the one we're in. And now I want you all to go into the Healing Center, the final one, and jump on one of the tables. There are a number of different tables there. And I want you to feel the peace of being in that particular zone. Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to go back into the Galactic Healing Center, and we're going to see there some absolutely amazing tools for releasing people from the bondage of no forgiveness. And we're going to find it like a torch to bear, and it's just going to burn up issues of forgiveness in each people. It's very magical. So in each of our people, we're going to see it burning up something in the belly, burning up something in the solar plexus, depending on how you've been holding these things in your vision. And it's kind of interesting to do this because you know this, that there are a lot of ways in which, for example, you see somebody who's feeling down in the dumps and they live 1,000 miles away from you. You can send wonderful energy like that, and you can do another kind of intervention, which is surround them with light and surround them with the feeling that they're always loved, that they're never alone and they're not wrong. You see? You can send people that kind of energy. The other thing is we're learning more and more that we can send people on the other side that sort of energy too. And what happens with that is what resonates back down is maybe the trickle down, but we know better than that. But what happens is when you send it to somebody on the other side, there can very much be an unhooking from some damage that was created in your activities together. So damage that might have been created in your world. Isn't that interesting? So we're seeing, I'm seeing a woman here who is on the other side, and one of my clients said she was shocked that this woman had suddenly gone. She's young yet, and she had had a load of problems on her life. Wow, it was hard, and she's gone. So looking at her, asking to see her on the other side, I see her as being absolutely relieved. When I ask if she'll talk to us, she goes, no, I don't want to right now. I need to have a place of healing and a place of positivity. And that's true too, you know. Anyway, we're almost done here. I guess you're not going to call in. We're almost done. So what I want us to do is, let's see here. I want us to, let's create a table and put on it a political situation that you really want to help out with. In your case, it could be different than what's in my case, but we're going to put something on this table, and it could be a situation of, let's put the 1% on there, the billionaire-ish people. I don't know how many of you are listening to the show tonight. Those of you who are 1%ers, probably nobody, huh? Anyway, I would very much love to see the 1%ers on the table. I'm rubbing my hands together. And then what we're going to do, there they all are. Well, we're magical, so we can make them small enough to sit on the table, right? Good. And I want you to send light to all these people that are on the table. All of them, not just a few of them, all around the world, sometimes America's in trouble around the world, so we want to send a lot of light to America. America's in trouble around the world because she's involved in everything, and for good or ill, you know that, and I know that. But it doesn't hurt. Here's the thing about forgiveness, is it is better to err on the side of more forgiveness than is necessary than to err the other way, you see? Okay, now we're going to I keep blanking out. It's almost like I'm pulling in a really heavy energy here. I don't know where it's coming from. Here we go. All right. Now we're putting that 1% up on the table, and we're sending violet flame up to the perineum of as many of those beings as possible. Because as you know, the wealth distribution in our country is appallingly terrible right now. And I'm thinking that all they have to do is be lifted a little and they will release some of those funds, either for the sake of the deficit reduction or the sake of the quality of life for all of the people, not just a few people. There we go. And the energies are coming up through their perineums, and the energies are punching right through their bodies and coming up their hands. And now we want to take our own, take the energy down through the top of our head, run it down through our head, our neck, consciousness of self, down into the shoulders, and down into the arms, out through the hands. And with those hands, radiant of energy, I want you to pat energy all over the world, wherever you see anyone sick, where you see inequities, where you see poverty, where you see poisoned plants and GMO stuff and recycle that hasn't been taken care of, and garbage that's overloading, and schools that are not rich enough in their delivery to kids. Anything you see that's an inequity. And then I want to go into these people that we've got on our account, on our desk here, our table, and make their hands be mobile and have them pat the light all over the world, to help any of the people that are really stuck. So, here we go. It's really interesting because, let's go back to Aurobindo. Oh, there's something that I didn't say yet. He talks about how one of the greatest reasons that people get sick is because they're digging through themselves and spending so much time trying to figure out who they really are. What am I meant to be? What am I meant to do? And putting that out, that up on a pedestal for themselves. But as Aurobindo says, you know what? That's not even an important thing. The thing is to release a lot of your identity matter and just to release as many of the details as you can. And then you know where to sleep. You've been there before. And in any case, I want to say our 1%ers that are sitting on our healing table are chuckling and laughing, and they're being very bon vivant. I wonder if we should send them off now. We'll send them off. And perhaps they will double up with all kinds of people in different socioeconomic patterns and help them to think differently. Micro lending is a really big deal these days. It has been for quite a while. A lot of you know what that is. Whole Foods has got a real special 2 weeks going on where if you put in some change or any level of money that you want to over the next, I guess it's almost over now, maybe next week and a half or something, it goes to a woman in some country, and so far for like little amounts, like $500, a woman over in, I think it's Tibet, or is it Burundi, because of Susan Bradbury and other people that are working these kinds of projects. But the $500 donation that they gave to these women was sufficient to start two businesses, not one, but two businesses that actually feed and sustain their families. And it was brilliant. It's not perfect or anything. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I want you to come back here. Let's take the light back in from our healing center, up through the hands, through the arms, swirl round and round in your chest area, in your heart, up back up through your neck, and shoot it out through the great central sun, way out to the great central sun. And I want you to hop out of the galactic healing center and spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. And then I want you to come into this room with me now, and let's see if that you've got anything else to say. How many of you like the Academy Awards? I think you should check out Samboda, too. I'm jumping around here on purpose because there's a few things I wanted to talk about that I haven't gotten done. Samboda, S-A-M-B-H-O-D-A, is Aravinda's residence, and it's a retreat center. So there's a lot to do and see there. And that I don't remember where I was going with this. Aravinda, I don't know where I'm getting kind of blocked in my energy right now. I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's just straight up fatigue. All right. Anyway, see, this is a really good example. I was talking about Aravinda, and I don't remember exactly where I was going, but one of the things about that a lot of the Tibetan teachers or the Himalaya teachers, spiritual leaders, they don't get rigor mortis when they die because they spend an awful lot of their time pulling old beliefs and old reactions out of their body. Talk about forgiveness. That's their big job. Who am I? Who am I? That's what Maharshi used as a mantra. And the who am I helped flush up what it helped flush up in them, the aspects of things that were recorded in them that didn't compute, that they didn't want that anymore. So they didn't want to have some unconscious or subconscious old program in their body mind. That's what their enlightenment was all about, or enshinement, as Aravinda would say. So what he did was he got this impetus when many, many years ago, he saw one of the beings that lives in this village, excuse me, over in the Himalayas, and he knew that he had been part of that soldier, that family, in his soul journey 300 years earlier. And he knew that one day he had to go to this, find this community that was kind of hidden, lost in the mountain forests over there. So he finally was getting really antsy and agitated, and he knew that he had to go, so he went. And how did he get there? It was really following his intuition. It was a life and death project. He had, just like you and I do, it was a real metaphor for real life. So he had sudden, amazing opportunities come, or sudden, amazing guidance coming. And he would sort of get dragged in this direction and that, and he knew that he would finally get there. Finally, he was just bleeding and exhausted, and his feet were hurting, and you know, all that stuff from hiking too long and really not quite knowing where he was going. All of a sudden, he saw, and he was told to really watch out for burglars and people would steal his money and so on. And so, what happens is all of a sudden, he sees a fellow playing a flute in the middle of nowhere out in the jungle. So he follows that guy, and he took him into the village that he was looking for, that he had lived in as a soul actively about 400 years earlier. And he lived there for a while with these people, and he learned about what it was like to be a very purified being. Very touching stories. So I encourage you to look up Aravinda, A-A-R-A-V-I-N-D-H-A, Aravinda. Those of you who have signed up for my newsletter have seen that written, that word. And his organization is Samboda, S-A-M-B-H-O-D-A. And he's doing a big teaching a 10-day seminar in Bellingham at the end of April. So you might want to catch that. But it's remarkable because we talk about radiating by design. And people like Aravinda and the people that he is cellular related to work with that in a great way. And the great way is strictly clearing almost everything that comes up. Even if it's, oh, I love my dog, clear it. Clear it, because you don't know what great stuff is coming up next. And you also don't want to be bonded to each other. You want to be a force of transformation. Somebody said on a call last night, it was like, I believed her into reality. It's like that. You want to be a believing, open-hearted, transformational being. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm sorry I kept kind of like almost fading off there for a while. I hope you could follow all this. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Go into my website, veronicaentwistle.com, and hit the Ask Veronica button. And gosh, oh, get up. Maybe what you'll find there is you can ask a question and let me know how you are. Take care. Much love to all of you. Good night.